Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. Now, Eric, there's no denying that the precious metal sector, whether it's metals prices or simply stocks, it's been a bit slow throughout this month, let's say, but the last few days have been almost painfully slow. This week, there just isn't that much going on in terms of major moves and even major drivers. Economic data doesn't seem to move anything. Right now, it does feel like we are in the middle of the summer doldrums. That gives us an opportunity to look at some of the stocks that everybody or some people like and some of the work that is planned. So, Eric, give us a summary here of one stock. Start us off with one stock that you like, the work that they're doing, that you're excited about.
Well, one is Goliath Resources, ticker GOT. And I think they have one of the best and de-risked targets out there. I mean, they have channel sampled it at surface over like 1 kilometer of strike. They have like 500 meters of vertical relief. So basically, they're touching the actual, you know, pay zone at surface over a very long distance. And again, it's like vertical relief for 500 meters. So, you know, it goes to show that this probably extends at least 500 meters down from the peak. And they've been finding high-grade samples further down the mountain, etc. So I think I would be really surprised if they drilled and didn't hit anything. And the average grade and width that they're finding at surface is like 8 to 10 meters of like 10 grams per ton AU equivalent. So I mean, that's obviously very meaty, and it looks like it's a big target. It's in my opinion, a high chance of success drill story, and that's not often you can say with many early stage explorers. So I think, given that it's actually a new project, I mean, it's not been drilled, it's only been channel sampled. And if they had hit the channel sample results in drilling, I mean, obviously I think the stock would be up even more right now. So that's one I have a pretty big position in, like 5-6% or so. And I was in a private placement, haven't sold anything so far, because I think have pretty probable returns actually going forward. And I simply like the risk reward, and it's a great mining jurisdiction, you know, BC. It's probably going to be underground if it ever becomes a mine, which is of course easier to permit, etc. It's just one of the better, relatively high risk, high reward stories out there.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Little early to say what kind of a mine it could be here, Eric, when it hasn't even been drilled yet. But I do like how forward you look ahead on some of these projects, because this is the initial drill program and because it is in the Golden Triangle. It's interesting to see that the stock has been generally rising throughout this year, even at the tail end of last year, put in a bottom and has been climbing here. We see this a lot with Golden Triangle companies, though. Going into the drill program, stocks move up, and well, when the results start coming out, sometimes those results can fade. What is your strategy going to be to trade this thing as the drill program starts, and considering that the stock has already been trending higher, again, without any supporting drill results?
I guess it depends. I mean, if the position size becomes obscene, even with good results, I'll have to, you know, take some money off the table. Other than that, I mean, I'm thinking that I'm going to hold through it. And of course, it's like when the field season ends, even though, I mean, most Northern Explorers, they become overvalued come year end, etc. So, I mean, from a trading perspective, it's probably, you know, a winning strategy somewhat to simply, you know, sell after the last assay, basically, if you want to take assay risk. Other than that, it's like, okay, let's say they disappoint or whatever, then you can get in even cheaper, because that's, if expectations are high, obviously it's gonna, you know, probably go down quite a bit from poor results, and then the doldrums will get in again or hit again. But of course, if the target is still alive, I mean, that's when you would want to pick it up for, you know, cheap when it is boring. If you know the project sank, I mean, there's no point in picking up a cheap company if the project is gone, obviously. So it's like you always have to be flexible and also keep in mind that, I mean, it's psychology that is driving the markets on any given day. And I just think that, I mean, on the point of it's too early to, you know, talk about what kind of mind it is, I do still think it's, you know, worth having in mind, because, I mean, people are going to look at this, you know, there are probably institutional players or whatever out there. So if they saw good results, but they know that, okay, there's no way this is going to be a mine because it's an open pit in yada, 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 then they would, of course, not even buy regardless of the results. So I do still think it's worth looking ahead like that, because someone is going to put a value on that.
Well, Eric, I like that you look ahead and look deeply under the surface to see where the trends may go and get in front of that. Is there another company you're seeing that's got a maybe an interesting drill campaign or somebody that's doing some good development work that you have your eye on as one that could be moving in the midterm?
Yeah, I think, I mean, Kingfisher has one of the best projects. I mean, it's up there with Goliath Resources. I don't think, I mean, they haven't really done any channel samples for that, but that's one of the best soil anomalies I've seen. It looks to be, you know, intrusion related and possibly episodal in nature, and the soil anomaly is not only big, it's high grade, and it's mostly limited by the fact that they can't, you know, sample. I mean, it's reached edge of where they can sample, so who knows how big it actually is. And they're gonna have a lot of money in the bank, and they're going to be pretty aggressive this summer. It's also in BC. That's one I think has, again, it's like, can the soil samples, you know, be fooling you? Of course. But it's like, if you just compare the soil samples with most projects that are out there, I think that's possibly, you know, the best soil sampling I've seen, at least. So that's also one I will probably be hodling into as a result. It's a decent position for me already, but again, it's like, that is one of the most exciting real campaigns. And of course, then we're SK Mining, which will fire up 4 rigs in the not too distant future, but that might be for another day.
Okay, so I'm hearing a lot of focus in BC, rightfully so, because a lot of these drill programs are going to be starting up, and it feels like almost every company in BC is cashed up as well, so they can go out and explore. But again, exploration, very risky. If you had to balance out then these three companies, what are you more excited about? Because SK is a little bit more advanced than Goliath or Kingfisher. Kingfisher and Goliath still sound very early on. How would you rank these then, Eric, for just investor looking at the space generally?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that comes down to time horizon, because Goliath, right now, they have that flagship target, and it's the most de-risked, except for the TV Jeff zone over at SK Mining, but SK Mining is much more expensive. So I guess in the short term, I mean, in terms of chance of success and the potential, let's say, leveraged outcome, I would rank probably Goliath Resources the highest. But then we have, because SK Mining is around 400 million market cap, so it's not cheap, but I think it's cheap relative to everything that they're going to drill, etc. So Kingfisher is, I guess, the riskiest of them all, because right now they have had some, they did some backpack drilling and have channel samples. So mineralization is there for sure. It's just that it's they haven't found or they don't know really where the actual perhaps pays on it. So I think Kingfisher is most risky of them, but potentially also the one with the biggest payoff. But keep in mind that all of these are relatively high risk, high reward plays, and really nobody should be like going all in on any of these stocks. But in a diversified portfolio, I think they are three of the better picks out there that will have pretty exciting, you know, coming 3 to 6 months.
All right, Eric, we have to wrap it up here, but thanks for some insights on these BC plays. And look, boy, oh boy, there are a lot of BC plays out there and a lot of drilling that's going to happen. I do need to ask you quickly, Eric, it sounds like you hold all of these stocks. Are any of them sponsors? What's your relationship to any of these companies, please?
Yeah, I own shares of all three. Goliath and SK Mining are sponsors.
Okay. Thank you. Eric, again, writes over at the Hedgeless Horseman website that I will post a link to below this interview. Eric, thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, guys.